Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Good morning. Not a bright and sunny Saturday. Cold and dreary. You didn't expect it, but you can adapt to it. I hope your hands and feet are warm, because that's health, and that's what this show is about. Today's show, mysterious rashes and allergies. What to do when you just don't know. It's a little thing, unless you've got it. I've always seen it as a little thing, because it goes away by itself, or does it? Sometimes those rashes and allergies go on and on and on. They become chronic. The acute ones, you run to the dermatologist, you get a little steroid, and it goes away. That's not what this show is about. This show is about the chronic ones, where you keep going to the dermatologist, and you keep getting the steroid, and you keep getting the antibiotic, and you keep getting the reason, but the reasons don't seem to add up, and you've got a chronic situation. You're chronically allergic. You've got a rash that doesn't go away. Or they start hitting you with that bomb called autoimmune. That's psoriasis. Either way, you've got to look at it from a different perspective. And of course, that's why I'm here, to give you a different, often politically incorrect perspective. So let's start with this rash and allergy thing. And again, it's for those of you that are chronic. As always, get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, .cc. That's with two T's. I don't know how you do it if you don't look at the pictures. Got lots of great pictures here today. Picture that allergic reaction. Now, what do we mean? Well, let's talk about the one that hits the skin. So you're having an allergic reaction to something, and your skin is red, and it's red and it's itchy, or it's red and it's not itchy, but it looks ugly, and you're getting freaked out by it. Or that reaction where it doesn't come out the skin. It's just inside. Your eyes are runny. You're a little dry in the throat or scratchy in the throat. It's almost like a cold, but it's not. Maybe you feel like you can't breathe. You're wheezing. You have congestion in the bronchioles. You think it's something like an asthma, but it's not an asthma. Spring hay fever. What happens around dogs and cats? What happens when you eat food? So on and so forth. We're talking about some immune-mediated reaction. Largely immune or smallly immune, some immune system reaction that's going to come out your skin or not come out your skin. But either way, you're in some sort of a, well, what the common parlance of our day calls allergic reaction. You know what I'm talking about, but do you know this? Let's take a look at the allergic mechanism. So click to view the full article on allergic mechanism. That's at the top of all the pictures. We've got how many pictures today? 28 pictures. Going to go through lots of stuff. Look at the picture, the article on the top. Click to view full article on allergic mechanism. Great little doodaddy on what really is an allergic reaction. Read with me. Allergies are among the most common chronic conditions worldwide. They're caused by abnormal immune responses known to substances known as allergens. So the wheat, the dairy, the dog dander, the cat dander. Anything along the lines of what you think you got exposed to is what you call an allergen when it hits your blood. And these can range from uncomfortable symptoms to life-threatening responses. Medical science understands what causes it, and they may not understand what to do about it, and often they don't understand what causes it. They can't identify the allergen, and this is my point. That's why they're mysterious. So it's not mysterious when you walk into the room and you pet the dog and 5 minutes later, you're wheezing. That's not mysterious, is it? It's mysterious when one day out of nowhere you wake up and you're itching all over the place and your back looks like a rotten tomato. That's mysterious. And of course, what I said earlier is when it's chronically mysterious, I've got this rash or this allergic reaction that just keeps happening. Well, that's what we're focusing in on. But what I'm reading to you now is kind of the general mechanism. Medical science understands what causes allergies, immune hypersensitivity to allergens, meaning your immune system sees the allergen and goes ballistic. But the underlying reasons that the immune system of susceptible individuals react to these typically harmful substances remains largely unknown. Okay, so they're getting honest here. Allergies can be controlled, not cured. You see, controlled with appropriate treatment, which begins with identifying the allergies to which an individual is sensitive through allergy testing. Let me tell you something about allergy testing. It's bogus. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. That's not a contradiction in terms. But the way you interpret allergy testing is very important. What you see out there in the clinical field, meaning in the trenches, meaning with sick people, are people barreling on in with lists and lists and lists of things they were allergic to. In other words, they're allergic to everything. They ought to be the bubble boy. They should live in a bubble. And you see this repeatedly, people being told they're allergic to this, they're allergic to that, they're allergic to this, as if something's wrong with them. If I chewed down a pencil and an eraser, ground it up, put it in my pancakes, and had a reaction to it, should I be concerned about that? In the sense of, oh no, I'm allergic to erasers and pencils. You see, this is what it's becoming. There's so much chemical garbage in the food, in the air, in the water, on the clothes, in the detergents, in the hairsprays, in the soaps. There's so much allergic garbage that we have not been designed to adapt to that our immune systems are telling us, get away. And you can't mistake that for the food itself. Very often, it's the putrefaction of the food that we're having an allergic reaction to and not the food itself. Very, very often it's the mold on the fruit. It's the fungus on the fruit. So you got to be careful with these allergy tests, especially when they run contrary to common sense. But I'm not saying don't do them. I'm saying interpret them with vigilance. Be vigilant about these allergy tests. So allergies can be controlled with steroid, which means beginning with identifying the allergens through blah, blah. Now, what causes allergies? And this is what I wanted you to get hip to. I want you to know what's going on. Allergic reactions respond when the body's immune system treats a harmless substance or a hazardous invader, reacting to it as it would a bacteria or a virus by producing antibodies to defend against it. Now, look at the picture there just above this. Look at that picture, the mast cell. And look at those little Y-shaped things called antibodies. And look at the word allergens. And then look at the word histamine. Now, there it is in a nutshell. An allergen, say, a lectin from wheat or dog dander or something we don't know, an unknown allergen, is attacked by an antibody. An antibody made by a B lymphocyte, which they're not showing there. The B lymphocyte, B as in boy, lymphocyte, immune system cell made in the bone marrows running around town. It sees an allergen. It says, I don't like your face. And that B lymphocyte produces a little weapon, a little chemical weapon of mass destruction called an antibody. In this case, the ones that precipitate allergic responses as we know them are IgEs, not IgMs or IgGs, but the IgE antibody. And this thing binds to the allergen, and then the whole complex binds to the mast cell, which is another immune system cell hanging out in the neighborhood. Different types of defense. Immune system cells are different cells, each specialized in a certain type of martial art. A boxer, a judo master, an aikido master, a taekwondo, and they all have different tricks. Well, this complex binds to the mast cell, And then the mast cell blows the whistle. The British are coming, the British are coming. Paul Revere is the mast cell. It blows the whistle, and it secretes a chemical called histamine. And the histamine is what you, John Q. Public, call the allergic response. And, of course, we know in the common parlance of chemistry, antihistamines. We pay big money for antihistamines. And we'll get into the rest of the chemicals we use to mitigate the response. But right now, we're discussing histamine being secreted by the mast cell. All right. That's all I want you to take a look at here. So get rid of this article. Now, go back to my pictures. Go back to picture number 16. You just saw that. So now we're moving on down the road to picture number 16. So now we've got this issue. We're being exposed to something. We may or may not be able to identify it. But we've got to understand now, collectively, what the body does. No, the body doesn't take you to the local drugstore to get an antihistamine and a nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory or a shot of prednisone at the local dermatologist. It doesn't do that. The body has mechanisms to minimize the response, to maximize the response. So what are those mechanisms? This is where it gets interesting. This is why I do the show. This is what's so cool about the human body, because if you understand this, and don't sit there and go, what herb should I take for my allergic reactions? If you really get the mechanism, then you understand reality. And reality is where you need to live if you want to be healthy. So what's the reality of the body when it's the immune system blows the whistle on an antigen? Well, first of all, let's talk about the skin, because you're going to see these as rashes on the skin. Not all the time, but often. The mysterious rash, right? Name of the show. Number one, picture number one. We absorb more impurities and eliminate more waste through the skin than any other organ in our bodies. I don't know about you, but I heard this in the fourth grade. Yeah, sitting there in Catholic school. Back in the old days when nuns wore, you know, billy clubs. It was like the police department Catholic school back in the late 60s. The nuns would tell us the skin eliminates more waste than the kidneys and the bowels. I learned this a long time ago. But how many people utilize that and remember it when it comes to rashes? The skin is what we call the third kidney. Picture number seven. There it is. Brent Carson knows that. The skin is the third kidney. So check that out. Are we saying that the skin eliminates more waste, water-soluble waste, than the kidney? Yeah, that's what we're saying. Now, what are the implications of that? Off the bat, if you're dealing with rashes, chronic rashes, allergies, blah, 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 the body is using the skin because the kidneys and biliary system are overloaded. The body's using the skin because the kidneys and the biliary system, the bile system, the liver, gallbladder are overloaded. Right there, a light should go on in thy head. And what that means is, we have to treat the skin as an organ that needs maintenance. Consistent, chronic maintenance. Not chronic. Consistent maintenance over time to optimize the skin as an organ of elimination. And this is what we mean by plugged pores. Are the pores plugged? Which means what? Do you sweat? Are you sweating regularly? Do you sweat for 60 minutes, five times a week? Now, I didn't say, do you take a little stroll, a 20-minute stroll around the block three times a week? A nice leisurely stroll holding a loved one's hands. That's not what I'm talking about. You know, the Surgeon General did an interesting thing years ago, 10 years ago. The word was 20 minutes of walking three times a week is all you needed. They changed that to an hour a day, five times a week, or 75 minutes a day. Some absurd leap, pointing to what Jack LaLanne was telling us in the 20s and the 30s, the importance of exercise. With that comes sweating. If you do not sweat and you deal with allergies, rashes of unknown origins, psoriasis, eczema, any of it, and you don't sweat regularly, you have missed the boat. You have to change that. You got to change that. You have to do something about that. Now, I'm not going to do a show on saunas and banya and hot and cold. But however you do it, whether it's saunas, whether it's exercise, whatever it is, you have to sweat a lot. And you watch people when they go through these transitions from not moving to not sweating to sweating a little. And one day they tell you, I'm sweating so much. I can't believe it. I'm just sweating so much. That's good. If that's happened to you, that's good. Keep going. Now, what you can't get flipped out about, and this is where a lot of people lose, is do not worry when the skin explodes into the rash that you thought you were trying to mitigate or eliminate. Rashes, chronic mysterious rashes, chronic mysterious allergies get worse before they get better. That is the law. What is the law? It gets worse before it gets better. That's the law. It's the way it goes. Why? Well, when you start moving your blood, when you start moving the lymph, what the body was using as an exit, which is the skin, it's going to use more often and more of, because now you're shaking the dust, the internal dust of the body. More of those allergens are going to flood the blood and move to the kidney and then go out the skin because the kidney's overloaded. Once you go after it, you're going to intensify the reaction. I could do an hour on that. Just take my word for it, please. It's going to get worse before it gets better. You cannot flip out. Ladies. Yes, I said ladies. You are most guilty of this because, God forbid, something should mark up your pretty little skin. You see? You live by your skin. Who cares? People think they're dying because they get this rash out of nowhere. People take an herb, the herb detoxes them. People start running something. People clean their diet up. People do all sorts of things. And oh no, that horrible Godzilla-like rash, it's like the size of a quarter on my back. Everyone's looking at it, x-ray vision through my clothes, and I might die. Which is not to belittle the possibility that when your throat pipe is closing, when your pharynx is constricting, when you can't breathe because you're having an anaphylactic allergic reaction, that's not serious. But I'm not addressing that. I'm not having a show on that today. I'm not talking about acute anaphylactic shock where you can't get air down your throat. I'm talking about what most people really suffer from. And that's that chronic thing. Or that's that thing that you know you don't need the hospital, but that rash is gross. It concerns you. It could be the beginning of something humongous. Relax behind that. At least give it the benefit of the doubt. Understand the law. Before it gets better, it's going to get worse. If you do that, you'll save yourself a lot of grief. So, the allergen hits the blood. Now, you got to catch this. This is where the thinking part comes in, the integration. The allergen hits the blood. We even know what the allergen is, or we don't know what the allergen is. The immune system starts blowing a whistle. That allergen has to get out of the body. What does the immune system do to it eventually? It waits until the allergen gets out of the body. Well, where's it going to go out of the body? Well, if it's overloaded the kidney, if it can't go through the biliary system or the biliary system is overloaded also, which is about 90% of the public, it's going to go out the skin because, back to picture number one, the impurities eliminate more waste through the skin than any other organ in the body. You bet it's going to hit the skin. So the overload in the blood is resolved by getting it out through your skin. Well, how fast are you going to get it out through your skin if it doesn't come out your skin? Suppose your skin is clogged. Suppose your kidneys are clogged. Suppose your liver's clogged. Suppose your skin is clogged, meaning you don't sweat. Meaning, go to picture number five. I want to introduce a term here. It's called a scurf rim. It's called a scurf rim. Picture number five, a scurf rim. Look at that eye. Do you see at the circumference of the colored part of the eye, the iris, that dark circle? And then the eye gets greenish, whitish, brownish. That circumference of that skin, picture five, it's called a scurf rim, S-C-U-R-F. That means that person's skin ain't working. Let's take a look at another scurf rim. Picture number six. Lovely eyes, right? I think that's a female's eye. Lovely eyes she has. You never know. Maybe not, but I think it's a female. Look at that rim. You see that? That's a scurf rim. That means that person's skin is not eliminating well. Look at your own eye. Look for a scurf rim. Ask yourself if you sweat profusely regularly. These scurf rims go away. Did you know that? A scurf rim in an eye will go away. When you take people from they don't sweat to they sweat an hour a day consistently for a year or two, the scurf rim starts to disappear. It gets very thin. Now that I've seen, I can tell you that that's not holistic nonsense mumbo jumbo. It actually goes that way. So, the allergen overloads the blood and it wants to get out the skin, but you don't sweat. The allergen overloads the blood, but it wants to get out the biliary system, but you don't move your bile. The allergen wants to get out through the kidneys, but your kidneys are locked up with kidney sand. Just like gallstones, there's gall sand. Just like kidney stones, there's kidney sand. Both of those will decrease the rate at which the allergen moves out of the body, and then the skin gets clogged. So now the allergen sits there. What allergen? Well, you see, that's the thing. There's only this allergen that the immune system attacks. That's not true. That's not true. It's not one allergen that creates the mysterious rash or the allergic response that may induce the skin or not. It's not one allergen. It can be multiple allergens. Multiple allergens. If you overload, so this is another principle now. If you overload the immune system, if you make it work too hard, it starts to go ballistic. If you get attacked by, well, if you do something wrong and the police come and you say, yes, officer, and you're polite, it all goes away fast. If you do something wrong and you get nasty, all of a sudden there's five cop cars. Then if you do something worse in response, there's 50 cop cars. Then there's helicopters. Then we call out the Marines and the National Guard. And all of a sudden, I want you to catch this, because there's so many people there, it becomes a mob. You know mob psychology? All of a sudden, the group is a thinking organism. You're not dealing with one police officer or three police officers. You're dealing with 1,000 now, and they become a thinking organism. And as we know, mobs can go crazy. And that's what happens to your immune system. If the concentration of multiple allergens builds up and crosses a certain threshold, the immune system gets overloaded. Not your elimination organs. I'm not talking about skin, kidneys, and liver. I'm talking about The immune system is overloaded and it goes ballistic. It starts to get crazy. Now we have a hypersensitivity reaction. Think about it. You pull one guy over for a speeding ticket and everything goes nice. Thank you, officer. I was speeding. And that's the end of the problem. But if there's a problem and then a problem and then a problem and then a problem, what happens the next time another officer pulled somebody over because they're speeding? You see, the imprint is there. The bee's nest has been alerted, and the police become hypervigilant. They do, in a sense, understandably. In a sense, your immune system becomes hyperstimulated, and it stays that way for a long time. Now, if it even sees one allergen, it goes ballistic. It just blows that whistle. It can't tell the difference anymore between one allergen and 5,000 allergens. You see? Now you have a hypersensitivity reaction. It's fascinating, isn't it? All because you couldn't get the allergen out fast enough because your skin was clogged. All because you couldn't get the allergen out through your kidneys because your kidneys were clogged. All because perhaps the biliary system would have handled it, but that's clogged. Perhaps you're constipated on top of that. Look, your average American doesn't go to the bathroom enough. You know your relatives. They don't know the difference between 1 BM a day and 4. They don't care. Their MDs are telling them that once every 3 days is normal. Different people go at different frequencies. Once a week is fine. Just check the medical manual. My doctor told me that my pimples have nothing to do with the fact that I only go to the bathroom one day a week. He said that's normal in many people. All right, you hear this nonsense, mumbo jumbo trash all the time. Most people don't know. You don't go to the bathroom enough. Who flushes their liver and gallbladder? Who even knows what that means? Then who flushes their kidneys? And most people don't sweat. And so these allergens, single allergens, but then multiple allergens, cross a threshold, and then we have hypersensitivity reactions. We have an insane immune system now. I never know when I'm going to break out in a rash. I never know when I eat something, it's going to blow up on me. I don't understand it. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. It's mysterious. I ate peanuts with my friend Charlie, and then I ate peanuts at the Thai place with my friend Mary. And with Mary, it blows up, and with Charlie, it doesn't. I don't understand. This is what happens. These rashes will drive you crazy because they're mysterious. Because you've succumbed to the it theory. The it theory, IT. What is it, and how can I eliminate it? And it doesn't work that way. Mysterious rashes and allergies are much more complicated than that. And when you don't know, you have to learn. You can't run around looking for these one-stop, quick-fix solutions to my allergies. And unfortunately, a lot of the times, it's not a matter of staying away from peanuts. I mean, sometimes we know. All right. I know it's sinking in. Again, you have to integrate. And that's what my show is about. It's about the thinking man. It's about the high information voter. I love that term. Low information voter, high information voter. This is for the high information voter. This is someone that wants to be 20 years ahead of the curve. 95% of every show in America is going to tell you that the herb is going to solve your problem. Oh, yeah, I know. My medical doctor's like that. No, I'm not talking about your medical doctor. I'm talking about holistic nutrition making you think that with complicated issues, one herb is going to fix it. I hope it does. I really do. But I suggest for many of you that you get the deeper understanding. And you have to integrate. And you have to think. And you have to experiment. And you have to give it time. And you have to understand it may get better before it gets worse. Major principle. All right, are you having fun? I'm having fun. Picture number two. At all stages of life, our skin talks to us. This organ provides us with a diagnostic tool that speaks clearly in every situation. Last week, I had a lovely woman come in. She was not in good shape a number of years ago. She's infinitely better, I'm glad to say. It has been a long war, truly a war. Unfortunately, last week, the color of her skin was gray. This is what this little article is talking about. This little quote here is talking about. You got to use the skin. That rash on the skin, what does it mean? It means picture number four. It means start dry brushing that skin. Dry brush that skin every day. You read about it. Get yourself a good boar's head bristle brush. Eliminate through the skin. Respect the eliminative systems. Once the concentration of the allergen gets too high, it's going to come out your skin. Now, next question. Next great question. When you have a rash, a mysterious rash, and you get scared because it won't go away, or it's getting really nasty looking, something's going on, and you run to the doctor does two things, and I'm talking to the dermatologist or the MD, meaning or the general GP, gatekeeper, internist. They're going to do two things. One, they're going to give you an anti-inflammatory. They're going to give you prednisone. They're going to give you a steroid. And sometimes these things are life-saving. So don't think I'm knocking it in acute situations. I'm not knocking it in acute situations. I got poison ivy so bad, I don't know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, God. 20 years ago, I got poison ivy so bad. I mean, it looked bad. And I had to go to the hospital. Only been to the hospital twice in my life. And I was in the hospital there, and the GP guy at St. John's looked at this rash and said, I've never seen anything like this. Well, he didn't know what I did to get it that bad. I won't get into that. But let me just say, it was bad. He gave me a shot of a steroid. It was like heaven. It saved me. Acute situations are appropriate, but the chronic use of steroids to control rashes is insanity. So get that one. So you've got this chronic rash, and you're on steroids, and every time it blows up, you do a steroid or some version of a steroid and an antibiotic because they're not sure if it's infectious. And so now you're on this chronic dose of steroid and antibiotic, and that is how it works. That is bad. Now, here's the clue. What does your body do to counter the inflammatory histaminic reaction or the chronic inflammatory reaction? What does your body do? What your body does is it secretes cortisol from the adrenal gland. This is big. If you understand the implications of this, this is really big. Another very important variable that's going to determine whether or not you get the rash on that given day, to that given food, to that given person, to that thing in the air, to whatever causes that allergic reaction, to whatever causes that rash. A big part of what will influence that is your cortisol levels for that day. Now, you who listen to this show know clearly the cortisol levels are going to vary from day to day. Yes, they are, depending upon any one of millions of reactions. That's big. That's really big because much of the public will say, I thought I was allergic to my laundry detergent. I thought I was allergic to my perfume. I thought I was allergic to wheat. I thought I was allergic to shellfish. I thought I was allergic to peanuts, but some days I have a reaction and some days I don't. I'm really confused. Let me end your confusion. If you understand the implication of this, your confusion's over. Every day, the effect, the ability of the kidney to move poison out varies. Every day, the ability of the biliary system to move poison out varies. Every day, the ability of the skin to do it varies. And every day, more variable than anything, is the production of cortisol. That really varies. Cortisol and adrenaline vary to many things. Stress will change your response in terms of your rash or your allergy. Stress, general stress. The week you're stressed, your rash is going to get worse. You have chronic eczema, you have chronic psoriasis, you have chronic allergies, you have chronic food allergies. The stress curve is controlling as much of your allergy curve as the allergen. Whoa. 2 units of allergen against 10 units of stress is equal to 10 units of allergen and 2 units of stress. A little stress and a lot of allergen amounts to the same thing as a little bit of allergen and a lot of stress. I'm going to show you the article up top. I'm going to prove it to you in the literature. But we're not thinking about that, are we? People who are stressed, really stressed. I mean, do you know how many people live on anti-anxiety meds? It's unbelievable. You have to remember, you who listen to this show constitute a very small percentage of the world. Holistic medicine constitutes a very small percentage of the world. Most of what we call the holistic thing is on the shelves at Whole Foods. And you know those people just walking in and buying blind. And that's still a very small percentage. So when you get down to the percentage of people who have some understanding of the mechanisms that control their allergies, you're talking about a very tiny percentage. Unfortunately, that should all change, but it may never. Point is this. Stress and your immune system and your psychology, your psyche, control your rashes. I'm going to get to that later. But before I get to that later, I just want to stick to cortisol, which, of course, is used to counter stress. Adrenaline is used to counter stress. So the condition of the adrenal glands and the rash you get mitigates, it influences that critical concentration of allergen that will produce the allergic response. As I said before, high stress, a little allergen, big problem. Low stress, a lot of allergen, maybe no problem. Very important. So, the adrenals, are you sleeping? The adrenals, do you have your magnesium, your taurine, your vitamin C? Are you eating, well, enough healthy macronutrient food, micronutrient food? Does your food have enough concentrated vitamin, mineral, phytonutrient, essential healthy fats, amino acids? Are you getting enough concentrated food and minimizing the garbage, whether you're doing it vegetarian or whether you're doing it as a carnivore? Are you getting enough of it? That has a lot to do with your adrenals. Do you know how to relax your body? I mean, truly, sure I do. I sit home, I have a glass of wine, I read a book. I am not talking about that. If you think that's what it is to relax your body, I'm talking about when you go on a 3-week vacation and you don't want to come back. I'm talking about going into a room 90 minutes a day. And when you come out of that room, it felt like a 3-week vacation. I'm talking about an evolution in our concept of stress. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a hop, a bit, a skip, and a jump to a movie, a little VCR dinner. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, can you really get behind 90 minutes a day in activity where you don't know where you are anymore? And you took a long vacation and it's only 90 minutes. I'm saying you got to get there. Because if you're not, those adrenals will not stay healthy, not in the world we have evolved. I might not have said this 5 or 10 years ago. I really might not have said that 10 years ago. I am telling you, if you want to be on the cutting edge, understand, know this, that there is something going on out there. And I am not saying this to be sensational. I am not saying this to be conspiratorial. I am saying this because I sit here and I watch what comes in. And I look out there and I watch. And people have hit a level of stress unprecedented in the history of the world. No two ways about it. Yeah, little focal pockets of it, yes. Worse, war, pestilence, famine. But the chronic day-to-day stress has hit a whole new level in the world. Chemical stress, emotional stress, physical stress, all of it. And what does that mean? It means you don't have the cortisol you need to put out the inflammatory fire. That's what it means. And that's a very big deal. And I'm going to take it to another place in a few moments. So understand the adrenals. They make a big, big deal. Take a look here. Just take a look. Take a look at picture 24. Look at that liver. Yes, I said liver earlier. Yes, I said biliary system earlier. But do you really know? Do you really know? Take a look at that picture, those green things in there. Those bile ducts suck out all your allergens. Those bile ducts, that liver dumps all those allergens into those bile ducts. And those bile ducts drain right in. If you look at that picture, picture 24, those bile ducts drain right into the duodenum. You defecate out your allergens. Your allergens come out into the toilet. Now, do they do that fast or do they do that slow? And that's the point. Look at how deep. Go to the next picture. Go to picture 25. Look how deep the investiture of the biliary system is. Look how deep it is. Picture 25 is just a microscopic cross-section of the liver. Well, in a way, it can't be a cross-section. It's kind of a cross-section. It's a micro-chunk. But those little green things, those little tubes, are called bile canaliculi. Those things you can't even see. They're microscopic. And they're going to determine the rate at which you pull allergens from the blood. Think about it. So you have chronic eczema. You have chronic psoriasis. You have chronic allergies. Do you blow bile into the toilet at high speed in larger doses 2 to 3 times a week? Are you patent through the biliary system? Kidney stones. Go to picture 27. Actually, let's see, 27. Well, let's go to, let's come up on that. Let's go to picture 19. Kidney stones, simple stones, too large to pass through. Smaller pieces pass out of the body in the urine. They're talking about lithotripsy. When you hit the kidney stones with sound waves, see how they crushes them in the smaller pieces? Those smaller pieces can be smaller. And those smaller pieces can be smaller than smaller. And smaller and smaller and smaller. We don't call them kidney stones. We call them kidney sand. The kidneys are passing sand, kidney precipitate, calcium oxalate, phosphate in uric acid, in a crystalline sand-like form all the time. But you see, the amount of that sand that forms is proportional to the rate at which the kidneys can clear the blood, and so you don't have to use your skin. You got to let that one sink in. If those kidneys have been well maintained, you don't have to use your skin. Your body's not going to send it out through the skin if the kidneys can handle it. We say that the skin is the third kidney. We don't say it the other way around. We don't say that the kidneys are the backup for the skin. We say the skin is the backup for the kidney. That implies something. What it implies is the body wants to go to the kidney first. And a lot of times it wants to go to the biliary system first. So it's mandatory, unequivocal, by unanimous decision. If you're sitting there with a rash, a chronic rash, or this or that, the other thing, and in fact, you do not get patency through the kidney, through the biliary system. That means you do the flushes, kidney flushes, and you go through the processes and you get clean there. And I'll leave that at that. If the skin's not flowing, the concentration of allergen is going to build too high and it's going to create an allergic reaction because the immune system's going to go cuckoo clock. And then it's going to be a chronic hypersensitive reaction and the immune system's going to go super cuckoo clock. All right, you got it. You got it. Oh, he repeats himself. You know, you repeat yourself too many times, Dr. Medici. Yeah, I do. I do. And I'm going to keep repeating myself. And I'm going to repeat myself. And I'm going to repeat myself and repeat myself. Because that's what it takes. That is what it takes. You know, a lot of people think because they can remember it, they don't need to hear it again. You know, they're wrong. Because those people, when you watch them work with it, they could recite it. They could spit it out because they have good memories. But when they have a rash, it all goes out the window. That's why I repeat myself. Because I learned from talking to people who say they know that in the trenches they don't know. So you have to attach to this stuff with gravity. You have to deepen your relationship. It's like that little square said, square two. You have to have a relationship with your skin, a relationship with your kidney, a relationship with your liver, a relationship with your foods. If you don't have a relationship with your foods, what happens when the sum total of all the foods you eat, when the sum total of all the foods you eat begins to inflame your intestinal villi? Oh, I'm allergic to peanuts. Maybe you're not allergic to peanuts. Oh, I'm allergic to wheat. Maybe you're not allergic to wheat. Oh, I'm allergic to soy. Oh, I'm allergic to dairy. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're allergic to what gets through your small intestine when you inflame it because you can't digest it. Oh, you know, I used to not be allergic to peanuts, and now I am. I used to not be allergic to soy products, and now I am. I used to not be allergic to dairy, pasteurized, whole milk, but now I am. Maybe that's because you used to be able to digest it. Now you can't, and it inflames your intestinal villi, and larger chunks of it get into the blood. And the immune system doesn't understand that. The immune system doesn't care. The immune system is the police department. You break the law, you don't have a good excuse. No one's interested in your excuse. All we know as immune system patrol is there are bigger chunks of you in the blood than are supposed to be. And so we're going to blow the whistle. Ah, I added another reason people suffer from rashes, allergies, and all sorts. And the other reason is you don't digest your food. Wow. Have we taken psoriasis? Have we taken eczema? Have we taken your mysterious rash, your mysterious chronic rash to a whole other level? To a whole other level. We're basically saying, check your kidney, check your liver, check your cortisol, check your what? Stress levels. Check your adrenals as functions of your stress levels. And now check your digestive ability. Because if you're inflamed down there, it's kerplunk. Once the intestinal villi are inflamed, yes, we call it leaky gut. Do you have leaky gut or do you not have leaky gut? Everybody has leaky gut. Everybody has leaky gut. Yes, everyone's got it. Why? Because everybody inflames on some level to the food they eat. That's why most of the immune system's down in the gut. A lot of your skin stuff starts in the gut. A lot of your rashes, a lot of your allergic responses begin in the gut. Fascinating. Isn't that fascinating? What you can turn a rash to? Now, I'm going to throw another thing in. Let's say your kidneys are overloaded. Let's say too much sand in the kidney, too much sand in the biliary system, too much mental emotional stress, the ingestion of too many multiple allergens or single allergens. Let's say you're the perfect storm. You are the perfect storm. And because you're the perfect storm, once a month you blow out in an eczema or a psoriasis, or you blow out in some form of a rash. And the body's forced to send it out through the skin because the skin is the third kidney, and the skin is one of the major, if not the primary organ of elimination. All right. Let's say that happens. Where is your body going to send it out through the skin? Where will it send it out through the skin? The hands, the feet, and your head. The hands, the feet, and the head. If it's going to go out through the skin, your body's going to send it out through the hands, the feet, and the head. That's big. Do the garlic experiment. You know that. Take garlic, rub it into your feet, and you can smell it in your head. Take garlic, rub it into your head, and you can smell it coming out your feet. That's an amazing little thing there. You can learn a lot from the garlic experiment. Anything stinky, run it into your feet, comes out your head. Run it into your head, it comes out your feet. That tells you, you won't smell it on your back or your stomach. You'll smell it on the hands and the feet. I mean the hands, the feet and the head. There's a relationship there. If it's going to go out the skin, the body's going to use the head, the feet, and the hands, which tells you what? If you could figure out a way to enhance the drainage or the elimination of what's going to come out your back or your face, if you could enhance it through the hands and the feet, maybe you would save your head and your face and your back the rash. And by golly, we do have a solution for that. That's Premier Research Labs MediMagma, the black magma. I think it's called the facial mask now. That black clay. You're coming down with the rash from hell. Get that clay on the hands and the feet. Rub it in there hard. Rub it into the kidneys. Go out into that sun for 15 minutes. Let it dry. Rinse it off and stretch the hands and stretch the feet and stretch the kidney. And you will watch very often these, even the acute rashes, go away. Definitely the chronic flare-ups, the acute flare-ups of a chronic condition. You will watch them mitigate and minimize using the clay on the hands and the feet and even the head. Although I don't want to say that because it gets so messy. And yet, if you are adventurous in your nature and medically cleared and everybody's giving you the green light and you were to rub that into your head, you might get wonderful results from that. You might feel all of a sudden your hands, your feet, your head are breathing. By golly, if you dry brushed your hands and feet and your head after that, and you stretched it out, you're going to send it out through those exit portals, preferentially to the rest of your skin. And that's a good one to understand. That's a good one to understand. Ashwagandha. There's an herb. Cordyceps. Picture 21, 22. There are herbs. Go to picture 20. Four major herbs for adrenal support. I want to say something about ashwagandha. Ashwagandha, all right, a good grade of ashwagandha normalizes cortisol levels. So does cordyceps. It normalizes. It means if it's high, it brings it low. If it's low, it brings it high. An adaptogen brings things to normalcy. There are these articles out there that mushrooms or herbs like ashwagandha that enhance immunity will exacerbate an autoimmune problem. This is nonsense. Because these herbs are as adaptogens regulate. There's a difference between enhancing the immune system and regulating it. If it's high, you'll bring it low. If it's low, you'll bring it high. It's good to stimulate a stagnant immune system. It's good to sedate a hypersensitive immune system. Nature. Nature figures it out. Take all the science and use it to understand what God put there. That's where you should be using your IQ. You shouldn't interfere with the process. You should enhance the process. Take the cue of nature. Nature will lead your analytical mind to where the answer is. You see? If we don't respect that, then we go off into our analytic fantasy and we create these beasts that we create. So you can live for your psoriasis and your eczema on steroids and antibiotics, or you can listen to what I'm saying. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. If you've learned this today and this doesn't grab you and you're lost, 714-850-1007. If you think I am exaggerating, lying, being sensational, please think again. Come ready to learn, to educate, to be patient, to plod away, to devote, to dedicate yourself, to get yourself out of chronic health problems. Because the mechanisms are in there, but you have to have the education or you will not sustain the journey. Do not be deceived by these quick fix schemes. They do not work. Okay. Sometimes I impress myself. I'm impressed with that. Go to the top of the page. Go to the top of the page. Click to view the full article on stress and allergic reactions. Don't click that one. Click the other one. Stretch and allergic disease. The last one there. You're going to have to read much of this on your own. But I put it there for you. Because what it's going to tell you, and again, this is a peer-reviewed immunology allergy journal, February 2011. Look at this. Stress equals allergic. The underlying pathophysiology involves immunoregulatory dysfunctions similar to those noted in highly stressed populations. At the bottom of all the chemistry is the autonomic nervous system. At the bottom of all the chemistry is autonomic balance. If you are sympathetic dominant, if you are stressed, first and foremost, you have to take a look at that. Add that to the list. Add that to the list. This beautifully complex, sophisticated amalgam of variables that determine whether or not you're going to have a recurrence of that mysterious rash. I love it. See you next week.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.